You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Securities and Exchange Board of India told the Supreme Court on Monday that the change in rules in 2019 on how offshore funds report their ownership did not make it tougher to identify their beneficiaries. In effect, this means that the challenges it was facing in getting the details about the economic interest holders in the Adani Group companies was not because of the repeal of the rules. SEBI's observations are at variance with the expert committee report in the Adani Hindenburg matter. The committee had said the change in 2019 rules made it difficult for SEBI to identify beneficiaries of offshore funds which allegedly invested in the companies of the Adani Group. SEBI has an August 14 deadline from the court to close its probe into whether the Adani Group violated securities law. In some more legal drama, the lender to Jet Airways on Monday told the Supreme Court that there is no option but to liquidate Jet Airways as the resolution plan approved by the National Company Law Tribunal was not working out. Appearing for the Committee of Creditors, Additional Solicitor General N. Venkatraman told the SC bench that Jalan Kalrok Consortium, which has emerged as the successful bidder, had not infused any funds into the company. The Director General of Civil Aviation was not ready to renew the airline's air operator certificate, which expired in May, he said. The consortium had not met its funds infusion target but was getting repeated extensions from tribunals. Venkatraman said that the company would have to go into liquidation if COC were to recover any of its dues. Over to economy. A host of factors like a rising population, progress in innovation and technology, higher capital investments and rising labor productivity could potentially make India the world's second largest economy by 2075, according to Goldman Sachs research. India's GDP at current prices could be pegged at $52.5 trillion in 2075, it said while forecasting the China's economy, then to be the world's largest to have a size of $57 trillion. The US could be at the third largest with a GDP of $51.5 trillion. Indian economy overtook the UK's to become the world's fifth largest last year behind Germany, Japan, China and the US in nominal GDP terms as per the IMF data. The IMF also sees India to be the fourth largest economy by 2027. Meanwhile, the carbon tax is now coming to world shipping with the International Maritime Organization, a UN agency, setting targets for net zero carbon emissions by 2050 and the European Union already deciding to charge tax from inbound and inbound shipping from 2027. Founder of Global Trade Research Initiative, Ajay Srivastava, in a note said, quote, both these measures will lead to an increase of 3% to 4% in costs of export and import products globally, amounting to $600 to $800 billion annually, unquote. Around 80% of the world merchandise trade, valued at $20 trillion, takes place through 6,400 cargo ships. The shipping industry contributes 3% of the greenhouse gas emissions annually using fossil fuels like number oil, the note said. Moving on, new business premium for the life insurance industry witnessed a 0.91% year-on-year fall to Rs. 73,005 crore for the first quarter this fiscal due to around 7% year-on-year decline in premium income for state-run Life Insurance Corporation of India during the same period. Collective new business premium on the first-year premium of 26 private sector life insurance companies grew 10.58% year-on-year to Rs. 28,167.66 crore during the quarter under review, according to data released by the Life Insurance Council. Life Insurance Corporation of India's new business premium witnessed a 6.98% decline to Rs. 44,837.20 crore as in all the categories, barring group yearly renewable premium, incomes got reduced. On to market, the valuation of Reliance Retail has inched upwards of $100 billion, according to estimates by brokerages. Based on this, only three other companies, RIL, TCS and HDFC Bank, have higher valuations. Reliance Industries last week proposed to reduce the share capital of its unlisted subsidiary by buying it back from shareholders, other than promoters and holding company, at ₹1,362 per share, based on the valuation by two independent valuers, it had said in an exchange update. JM Financial says the value of ₹1,362 per share, stated in the press release, is the grossed up value for potential tax liabilities for minority shareholders to ensure the net amount payable to minorities is ₹850 to ₹900 per share. Hence, the implied valuation of RRL based on the independent valuer's valuation is ₹8.25 trillion or $100 billion. Lastly, here are the stocks you need to watch out today. These include Vedanta, SBI Cards, SBI, Tata Communications, Biocon, and Card Trade Tech, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.